Welcome, colleagues, and thank you for joining this Sparks podcast. My name is Katrina Bell, and I'm working with Sparks on a project focused around student partnership and staff development. And as part of this, we've curated case studies from different Scottish colleges, universities, and higher education institutions. And our aim is to share practice and ideas about how you might use two key resources, which have been developed by Sparks to support the Scottish tertiary sector. So these are the new Student Learning Experience Model and Scotland's Ambition for Student Partnership. So today we're going to focus on the Student Learning Experience, or SLE, model and how it's been used strategically at institutional level to inform the development of a new student experience strategy. So it's my great pleasure to be joined by Rob McDermott from Forth Valley College. And Rob, can I pass over to you to introduce yourself further, please?
Hi, my name is Rob McDermott. I am Head of Learning and Quality at Forth Valley College. My responsibility is wide-ranging. As it says, learning and quality, but one of the main focuses we've got is working very closely with the Student Association around about partnership working. And the main focus for myself and my team is really to promote a good, positive student experience.
Great stuff. Thanks, Rob, and thanks for your time this morning. We really appreciate hearing from you about how you've been working at Forth Valley College recently with the SLE model. So I wondered if we could start with just a 1 minute overview of how you've used the SLE, or Student Learning Experience Model, in your work, please.
So I'll face up to this one. I'm involved in the Joint Action Group at Sparks. So therefore, I was very kind of au fait with the development round about the Student Learning Experience, and I had quite a lot of commitment to it and had been involved in the development of it. So it's something that was in the forefront of my mind and something that I understood very well. We had recently been tasked as a team, myself, led by the Vice Principal Student Experience, Learning Student Experience, Sarah Higgins. We'd been tasked to relook at a new strategy, a new learning a student strategy, or student experience strategy. Myself, the head of inclusion, and the three directors of curriculum across the kind of college, we've been asked to look at re-looking and revisiting the strategy around about student experience, and actually the learning student experience strategy that has come from Sparks was a model that fitted beautifully into this conversation. My question to them was, why do we reinvent the wheel when there's something that's been done there, sector-led, sector-developed, with lots and lots of student input in it that we would probably never have had the time to deal with? So therefore, mm-hmm. I hate to use the phrase, but it was a kind of nearly oven-ready little okay. student experience. Maybe we won't use that phrase, but anyway, so it was oven-ready in that sense.
Okay. That's great, because I was going to ask you what made you choose the SLE model as the basis for your strategy development, but I think you've just touched on that. Is there anything else that added to the mix for you?
I think what it did is it gave us the breadth of the things uh-huh. that we were looking for, but it also gave us an opportunity to perhaps tease out some of the things that we were looking for and actually maybe didn't quite fit into Forth Valley College model, perhaps not into a college model. In the sense that there were elements in there that perhaps, remember, it's been designed to cover all of the different tertiary institutions in that sense. So, you know, it's oven ready to a certain extent, but yet there are little bits that we would probably add to or maybe take out that make it Forth Valley.
Okay, that's really good to hear. And what helped in persuading your colleagues to see the value in this approach? Did you need to persuade them at all?
No, not at all. I think the interesting thing, as the person who probably leads on student experience, and actually having that ability to sit on external groups, you know, I become the expert to a certain extent in the room because I'm engaged with a lot of this, you know, a lot of the thinking round about it, working with Sparks themselves, and working as, I suppose, also part of the quality group. Been involved in the TQER, you know, the review, the framework, uh-huh. you know, in many ways, what it does is I'm kind of probably steeped in that more than perhaps some of my other colleagues are, because they are very operational, they're very much curriculum based, whereas myself and perhaps Sarah Tervet, who's the head of inclusion and student services, very much sees a whole student experience thing. So it was an easy win because it was something on the table that they all went, oh, I recognise yeah. that, I recognise that, I recognise that, I recognise that. This is what we want. And that was to their benefit. Plus, it saved us a bit of time, to be honest.
Yeah, Absolutely. Yeah. And as you say, sector led and co-creator with students as well. So you've
absolutely.
Got
all of those elements are really important. You know, and yeah. That was the convincing thing. I think I've already said, we would never have had the time to really workshop it the way Sparks has. And mm-hmm. actually, and to actually see this has been rubber stamped by a student focused organisation that goes across the sector. That was another winner as well for us.
Yeah, no, really important points. Thank you, and helpful for anybody else in other institutions who's listening to this, definitely.